Hello, this is Amber Darst, Solutions Manager for Managed Outsource Solutions, and I will be discussing some of the dental issues that are most common during the cold months. Winter season is upon us, and with it comes the chilly temperatures. Believe it or not, cold weather can have a significant impact on your oral health, affecting both your teeth and your gums as well. Therefore, maintaining good oral hygiene is crucial to help you along in the fight to prevent any severe dental issues. So, what kind of potential issues are you most vulnerable to due to the shift in the weather? Here are five of the most common dental problems that tend to occur more often during the winter season. First, we have cold sores. They're also called fever blisters, and they're tiny, fluid-filled blisters on and around the lips. These are viral infections that are often grouped together in patches. Cold sores usually heal in 2 to 3 weeks without leaving a scar. Next, we have tooth sensitivity, or dentin hypersensitivity, and this refers to pain or discomfort in one or more teeth as a response to certain stimuli, such as hot or cold temperatures. The condition can affect one tooth or several teeth and may either be temporary or a chronic problem. Treatment will depend on the specific factors causing the sensitivity. Then we have cavities. This is also called tooth decay or dental caries, and the condition permanently causes damage to the hard surface on the tooth. It's caused by a combination of factors including bacteria in the mouth, frequent snacking, sipping on sugary drinks, and not cleaning the teeth well. If left untreated, tooth decay can cause pain, infection, and in extreme cases, tooth loss. Treatment options include fillings, tooth extraction, root canals and crowns, as well as fluoride treatments. Make sure to keep up on your oral hygiene during the holiday season, as we all tend to indulge in the sugary treats a bit more this time of year. Then we have canker sores. Canker sores are small, shallow lesions that develop on the soft tissues in the mouth or at the base of the gums. These sores may tend to peak during winter months due to the harsh, dry air that makes soft mouth tissues more prone to injury and infection. The condition may occur on the tongue and on the inside linings of the cheeks, lips, and throat. And then last, we have gum recession. Winter colds and flu can weaken the immune system and leave the door open for bacterial growth in the gums, leading to gum infection and inflammation. Gum recession occurs when the gums recede or wear away, exposing the pink tissue that covers the root of the teeth. When the gums recede, gaps can form between the gum and tooth, allowing disease-causing bacteria to build up. This condition mainly occurs due to poor oral health, which may in turn lead to tooth loss. Maintaining good oral hygiene and attending regular dental checkups can help prevent, slow, or stop the occurrence of several of these dental problems in the long run. Billing and coding for these oral conditions can be quite challenging. Proper dental insurance verification is also crucial for practices to ensure that the patient has coverage for the treatments that are being provided. Practices can consider choosing a reliable dental billing company such as Managed Outsource Solutions to handle all of their dental insurance verification needs. For a list of the CDT and ICD-10 codes associated with this podcast, please refer to the attached article. And that's all for now. Thanks for listening in.